So are you, Ricky Levine, from the Holland Historical Trust, the Holland Museum, are you paying attention to what other museums are doing because they're shut down?
Absolutely. In fact, we are sharing a lot of what other museums are doing because we're trying to engage our members and audience to not only what we've got going on remotely, but also what others are doing. We figure all arts and cultural organizations should be celebrated and should be explored. And if you are stuck at home, why not? Take advantage.
You have been busy adding to your digital collection.
That's been part of what we've been doing, absolutely. But we also are doing things through our Facebook page and our e-newsletter, linking people to activities, linking them to virtual explorations of some of our exhibits. We're doing this for educators and families, as well as adults that are stuck at home.
This is a difficult time for cultural organizations like yours. Let's just put it that way. Let's be blunt.
It's a difficult time for everyone, for sure. And yes, nonprofits are really feeling the pinch, but then so are small and large businesses too. But arts and cultural organizations kind of take a back seat during this process because the community, rightfully so, is engaged with making sure that our members of our community are taken care of, that they have food and they have clothing and they have a place to live and that they have their health needs taken care of. So those are taking first and foremost in most people's minds, and I don't disagree with that at all. But the nonprofit arts and cultural organizations also need to survive because once we get back to some sense of normalcy, people are going to want to explore those places and want them again in their communities. We're feeling the pinch big time.
What's the biggest challenge you have right now, Ricky?
Oh, it's just it's cash flow. You know, we're closed, so we have no admission, you know, revenue coming in. We also don't have any gift shop revenue. Our programs have been canceled, so there's a lot of donations that aren't coming in. And then with Tulip Time is our biggest generator for admissions every year. So the cancellation of Tulip Time has affected so many of the businesses and organizations, and us too. We're not getting that traffic come in a couple of weeks like we would have anticipated.
Has your brain trust, have you come up with any ideas to survive?
We're doing lots of things. We are eligible to apply for the payroll expense grant or loans for some expenses and grants for payroll expenses. We have applied for that, and we are in the trajectory of getting some approval. So if that comes through, that would be a big, big help. We're also reaching out. We're reaching out to our major donors and our business donors, although a lot of them are obviously feeling the crunch too, and asking them for support. And we're going to do our spring appeal like we do every year, but the tone's going to be a little bit different. It's not just help us get these programs going and these exhibits staying on board. It's help us get through this so that we can do these wonderful programs and exhibits and engage with our audiences both online and offline. And then we're doing more things online. As I mentioned, we're doing the things in the e-newsletter and we're doing things in the Facebook. But we are also looking at the idea of doing virtual tours and virtual field trips for schools and educators because they still need to fill the rest of the school year. A lot of the summer programs are also being challenged by a lot of the educators. So we're trying to offer resources for our community and show the value of the arts and cultural organizations in the community.
Ricky Levine is the executive director of the Holland Museum. I certainly don't doubt your value one bit. You're very valuable to this community.
Well, you know, we've been around since 1937, and it would be a real loss for so many reasons to lose the museum and to lose a place for people to explore and learn and create. And that's what we've been, that's the trajectory we've been on since 1937. And the last several years, we've really kind of pumped it up a little bit and made it much more relevant, I think, to a lot of the community. So I think a lot of people will really feel the loss. But they're not thinking about that now necessarily. They're thinking about themselves or their neighbors. And again, that's justified. There's no reason to dismiss that. But I do want to ask people to just think about it. And if they have the capacity to consider to give to the Holland Museum, and you can do that online or you can mail a check. We are still making deposits with checks. We're going and picking up our mail and paying our bills as well as hopefully making donation deposits too.
You have mentioned the educational component of the museum, helping out local educators. educators, but have you thought of, and I'm sure you have, you're providing an opportunities for families to enjoy some time together by going online and exploring the Holland Museum, by learning more about Spark Lab.
Exactly. We have a lot of hands-on activities that we've been suggesting that people do at home with whatever they have. We've started this whole reproduce one of the images in our collection. A couple of our staff have actually participated in that. So there's a photograph of a firefighter in the woods, and circa 1948, I think, something around that. And one of our staff reproduced that image and sent that in. So there's creative things, there's fun things. You mentioned our online collection, which is vast, and it's getting bigger. And again, it's getting even bigger during this time because we have staff that are able to put a lot of resources into it. So there's things to explore right in our own collection. Many of those things are not available to see by the public. We don't have them all out on display, and we can't. There are so many items in our collection. See what else is out there. And you can pick a family to explore or a topic to explore. And more things are being added to that on a regular basis.
Have you thought about the day when the Holland Museum, when the doors open again?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, Gene. I think there is going to be a new reality, at least initially. You wonder how people are going to feel about being in public spaces or being in groups, and if there is going to be a reluctancy to do those types of things. We are talking about that. I don't know what it's going to look like, but I think we have to be sensitive. Things might be different. That, again, goes back to the idea of the virtual tours that we're trying to kind of put together, because it'll allow people to really still be engaged with the museum without necessarily walking in the door, at least initially, until people feel more comfortable that we have eradicated this incredibly destructive virus.
In a way, this is an opportunity for you to expand your brand.
That's a really positive way to look at it, and that's what I'm trying to get my staff to think about, that, you know, even though we're all working remotely and we're working really hard, maybe there's opportunities here. Maybe there are chances for us to do things differently that will have that much more of an impact on the people that use our facilities that come visit in different ways.
One of your exhibits that you had open right before this all came down was your H.J. Heinz exhibit. And his motto, as you have written right here, is heart power is stronger than horsepower. Do you think that describes the city of Holland right now?
I do. I really do. It's amazing how the community has really pulled together. There are so many resources out there for small businesses and organizations like the museum that I've been participating in, you know, different webinars and meetings that have been established by the Chamber. Community Foundation has stepped it up, particularly when it comes to health and human services organizations, but they've just offered an opportunity for those other nonprofits to get some financial support. The community is really pulling together. The banks are working their butts off with all of these government loans that are happening. Then there's the manufacturing and the innovation piece of it. There are so many organizations and companies, small companies, many of them, that are using their 3D printers to help get some of the PPE materials out to healthcare professionals and other emergency providers. So it's a fascinating and positive result of a disaster that we're all facing.
Ricky, we want you to stay positive because you're a very positive influence in our community. Nice chatting with you.
Thank you, Gene. You too. You stay well and stay safe.